Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our radio broadcast this morning. We hope you'll do so each Sunday morning at this time. We also encourage you to check out our website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's holy and divine word. Please check it out and feel free to download any of that material and feel free to contact us if we can be of any further assistance to you. In the radio broadcast, we have been taking the time to answer Bible questions, but for the month of October, we're going to do a little bit of a different format. I want to begin to tell you that we are having a special series of meetings here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ beginning Monday, October the 14th, that will run through Sunday, October the 20th. Our guest speaker will be Brother Ron Helbrook, from Shepherdsville, Kentucky. During this week, we will have a series that is emphasizing the home. We want to encourage you to come and be with us to this special series of lessons because we will look at what the Bible has to say about the home and about the problems that are plaguing the home today and what God's remedy is to fix those problems. We believe that these lessons will be very educational, they will be very helpful to you, and most of all, they will be Bible-centered. You will also have the opportunity to ask questions about the things that you hear or about the subject matter that is presented, and we encourage you to do that at the end of each lesson. And so we encourage you to come and be with us Monday through Saturday, Sunday, October 14th through the 20th, for our special series on the home. We will meet Monday through Saturday at 7 p.m. each evening. And Sunday we will have our regular worship times that were given to you at the end of this broadcast. To dedicate this particular series of lessons, we're going to use this month to talk about the home. I want to begin this morning by talking about the purpose of our lives. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27, we are told that God created us in His image because He had a special purpose for our lives. God created us to be His companions and friends forever. God gives us many blessings to express His love, including the gift of a home and marriage and children, and we'll discuss all of those in the next few weeks. God prepared a plan to forgive us of our sins and one day to receive us into His home in heaven for all eternity. God created us to be His companions and friends. God created man in His image for a very special purpose. In Genesis chapter 1 and verses 1 through 5, He created the universe and began to organize it by showing a difference between day and night. He created the sky in verses 6 through 8. In verses 9 through 13, He created the dry land from the seeds and made plant life. In verses 14 through 19, He made the sun, the moon, the planets, and the stars. And then, in Genesis 1, 20 and 23, He made fish and fowl. And then He made the land animals in verses 24 through 27. And then He made man in His image. Let us read the text beginning in Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 27. Genesis 1 verse 27. So God created man in His image. In the image of God He created him. Male and female He created them. Then God blessed him and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." You see, we were made in the image of God. That means man is similar to God in ways allowing us to be His companions. God is a spirit, not flesh and blood. Man has an inner spirit, a soul, and that makes him like God. God and man have intelligence. God and man have moral capacity to know the difference between right and wrong. God and man have volition, the power to choose. And we can know love and serve God as His companion and friends. God gives us all blessings, and part of those blessings include the gift of marriage. God made plants and animals for our use. In Genesis 1 verse 26 that we just read, man can use the plants and the animals to serve our needs. They are our stewardship. God supplied all man with the needs in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis 2, 8 and 9, God put three kinds of trees in the garden. A tree for food, a tree to perpetuate human life, man could not die without eating its fruit, and a tree which allowed man to choose to obey or disobey God in the midst of the garden. God created man to live and not to die, but warned him that sin brings death. When he regulated that they could not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day that they ate of it, God said that they would surely die, Genesis 2, 16 and 17. That was God's warning. That was God's law. God also gave man and woman the gift of marriage. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, after Adam brought all the animals to him and found that there wasn't one that was suitable to be a companion to him, God created a helpmeet, and he gave that helpmeet to Adam, one suitable as a companion in marriage. God made one man, one woman, to be married and companions for life. He said that the proverb writer Solomon said in Proverbs 18:22, "Whoever findeth a wife obtaineth favor with God." We know that marriage was instituted for the good of man and for the good of woman, and to perpetuate human life. In Hebrews 13 verse 4, marriage includes God's gift of sexual companionship. In Colossians 3:18 through 21, God structured the family relationship to bless all of its members. These things will violate God's plans and destroy His blessings in marriage and in the home. Fornication, sex outside of marriage, will destroy God's law of morality. Polygamy, multiple marriage partners, destroys God's law of morality. Adultery, married people having sex outside of their marriage, that's sin, and it will destroy the home and destroy the marriage relationship. Homosexuality, same-sex partners, male with male, female and female, that's against the laws of morality given by God. Divorce, repudiating and leaving a mate with no cause, that also is a violation of God's holy and divine will. Abortion on demand, killing babies in the womb to avoid loving and nurturing them because they are inconvenience. Conceiving babies without marriage, outside of marriage, single parents' homes, destroy the home and make it difficult for the child. Any type of abuse, verbal, physical, or sexual abuse in the family, destroys the purpose and the design and the blessing that God gave man when He designed the relationship of marriage. But God also made a plan to forgive our sins and to save us in heaven. Satan lies to man and seeks to lead men to disobey God. Satan presented sin as a blessing with a lie. He said that if they would eat of the tree that God told them not to eat of, that they'd be able to discern both good and evil, and they'd be like God in Genesis 3, 4 through 6. Satan deceived Eve, and sin destroyed man's fellowship with God, and cursing him and guilt with guilt and shame in Genesis 3, verse 8. In Genesis 3, 22 through 24, God kept His promise, and man died in the day that he ate of the fruit of the tree. Man was put out of the Garden of Eden. He could not eat from the tree of life, and he began to die physically. And he died spiritually that day because he was separated from God because of sin. In Romans 3, 23, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. We are also deceived, and we sin. Disobedience destroys our companionship with God. God promised to send a Savior in order to redeem us. In Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1 through 3, the Savior would be born from the family of Abraham. And within that, God made three promises that were the nation promise, the land promise, and the seed promise. All of them would see their fulfillment in Christ. In Isaiah 53, 5 through 6, the Savior would die as a sacrifice for our sin. Why? Because man cannot pay for his own sin. Therefore, God would send a sacrifice in order that he would be able to be redeemed. In John 3:16, we're told that Jesus Christ is the Savior who died for all our sins. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Jesus Christ offers salvation to all men. He died and tasted death for every man, Hebrews 2 and verse 9. The Bible says in the Great Commission in Mark 16, 15 and 16, that he that believeth and is baptized will be saved. not baptized equals saved and then be baptized, but believe and be baptized. In Matthew 28, 18 through 20, he teaches us all things that are needed in order to lead us to heaven, even after we become one of his children. In Acts 2, 41 and 47, Christ adds to his church those who have submitted in obedience to the conditions that he established in his word. And in Romans 16, verse 16, people saved by Christ worship him in churches of Christ. Why? Because it belongs to him. He is the head of it. It's the one that he built and purchased with his own blood, Acts 20, verse 28. Not in churches formed by the doctrines of men and by the human theology of men, but by the pure simplicity of the gospel of Christ. And as friends to God, he teaches us that we must live a different life. In Galatians 5, 19 through 23, we are told that we need to replace the works of the flesh with the fruit of the Spirit. Works of the flesh are sin, which separate us from God. Fruits of the Spirit are attitudes and conduct taught by the Word of God that make us pleasing and acceptable in His sight. In heaven, we will be companions and friends of God forever, not just in a physical sense, not in a sense of relationship that we have on earth, but in actual relationship in heaven forever. In Revelation 21 and verse 1 through 4, God will bless us as His special people in heaven. All the things that plague us here on earth, death, pain, suffering, sin, all those things will be removed, and God will wipe away every one of the tears from our eyes. And in Revelation 22, 1 and 2, we will love and serve God forever and have access to the tree of life that we might be able to live forever in the new body, in the new habitation that God has prepared before time began for those that love Him. You see, God had a purpose in our lives. He purposed for us to be the only part of His creation that would have fellowship with God. In 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 9, we are called into the fellowship of Christ. But one cannot have fellowship with Christ without being part of Christ. And one cannot be part of Christ unless they are in the family of God. We're told in Ephesians 1 verse 3 that all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. To be in Christ, one must be obedient. And one must be baptized into Christ, Galatians 3, 26 and 27. By rendering obedience to the gospel plan of salvation, we become part of God's family, we're part of the kingdom, we are part of the heavenly Father's family, we are joint heirs with Christ, according to Romans chapter 8, and we have the promise and the certainty of heaven when this life here on earth is over, following the judgment and the final resurrection, if we will be obedient to God and we will do His will as we have time and opportunity. You see, God had a plan. God had a purpose in our lives. And every good thing that we have on this earth and every good thing that we receive is an expression of the love and the compassion of God. Every good gift cometh down from the Father above, James 1 verse 17. One of those things that are one of those gifts is marriage and the home. And for the rest of this month, we will look in great detail at what God says about the home and about marriage and God's design, not man's design, not what man thinks, not what man thinks makes a good home or makes a good marriage. We're going to look at the biblical pattern, the biblical design. We encourage you to come and be with us in this very special series of lessons, October 14th through 20th. We know that you will be edified and you will see God's plan as it's revealed in the Scripture. Thank you.